Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Dzień dobry and happy Sunday afternoon, May 8th, Mother's Day. In Poland, Mother's Day is celebrated on May 26th, so we'll celebrate twice. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today, and today, as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and obereks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. And in celebration of Mother's Day, we'll begin with this selection for all our mamusie, babcis, ciocis, and all those who have mothered and mentored us. Here's the late Krzysztof Krawczyk and Tobie Mamo. This is for you, Mom.
Ciepły śmiech otulał mnie, kołysząc moje sny. Oddałaś mi najlepsze dni młodości swojej blask. Tobie, mamo, zaskrywany smutek i żal, tobie, mamo, za twój uśmiech poprzez łzy. Tobie, mamo, tak jak dawniej z dziecinnych rąk bukiet kwiatów z polnych łąk. Byłaś jak łzy, matczyne łzy, w bezsennych nocy czas, gdzie marzeń blask o lepszych dniach, gdzie twoje piękne sny. Tobie, mamo, zaskrywany smutek i żal, tobie, mamo, za twój uśmiech poprzez łzy. Tobie, mamo, tak jak dawniej z dziecinnych rąk bukiet kwiatów z polnych łąk. I kiedy dzisiaj słyszę dziecinny płacz, to w oczach widzę twoją twarz i słyszę dobre rady na trudne dni, co w życiu tak pomogły mi. La, 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 la.
And in the news from Poland and Ukraine, Poland has taken in more than 3.16 million refugees fleeing Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the Polish Border Guard Agency reported. Since February 24th, a total of 3,163,000 people have crossed into Poland from Ukraine, it said. On Wednesday, around 25,000 refugees from Ukraine arrived in the country, compared with 19,400 a day earlier, according to the Polish Border Guard. Poland is helping those in need, no matter who they are. Refugees are receiving full support in Poland, no matter what you hear on fake news sites. And the former U.S. ambassador has told Poland, former U.S. ambassador has said Poland should win the Nobel Prize for the way it has been welcoming refugees from war-torn Ukraine. Georgette Mosbacher made the remark in an interview on Monday, Polish state news agency PAP reported. The ex-diplomat told the New York-based Polish broadcaster Radio Rampa, quote, "As far as I'm concerned, Poland should get the Nobel Peace Prize. Noting that millions have fled to Poland since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, Mosbacher added, refugees, they're not going into camps. Poland takes them into their homes. And if that doesn't say everything about Polish character, I don't know what does, she added. In March, Mosbacher described Poland as the most important country in the region that coordinates humanitarian policy and the transport of weapons to Ukraine. She said in an interview, you are, in the full sense of the word, the eastern flank of NATO, a key element of the continent's security architecture. Mosbacher served as U.S. ambassador to Poland from 2018 to 2021. And we'll continue with the news after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road just off I-95. Expert catering, full service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Home's experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
Spring has sprung at the Associated Polish Home with the grand opening of the Beer Garden on Saturday, May 14th, 2 p.m. There'll be music, Polish kitchen at fully stocked bar, and good fellowship. Free admission, too. Beer Garden will be open thereafter, Fridays and Saturdays, weather permitting. And on Sunday, May 15th, from 2 to 6 p.m., the Spring Polka Party with the fabulous TKO band from Baltimore. Cash Bar, Polish Kitchen. For more information and reservations, call John, 215-906-1825. I repeat, 215-906-1825. We're continuing in the news. Poland is in talks with European Union officials to secure financial assistance from Brussels in supporting refugees from war-torn Ukraine. Government spokesman Piotr Müller said that Prime Minister Mateusz Mazowiecki has already submitted an official request to the EU and that it will be one of the main points on the agenda when the European Council meets for a summit in late May. Asked in a media interview if Poland was pushing for financial assistance from Brussels, Mueller said the government was holding talks with top EU officials, including the head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. We realize that procedures are time-consuming, but we won't budge on this matter because we believe all EU countries should make a joint response, Mueller told Polish radio. He noted that the EU had assisted Turkey when the country was dealing with a wave of refugees. Meanwhile, Morawiecki's top aide, Michał Dworczyk, said Poland was not planning to suspend its contributions to the bloc's budget. Dworczyk told private broadcaster Polsat News, Poland is a responsible member state of the EU. We fulfill our obligations and we want treaties to be complied with. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner, the Polish word of the day, and the Philly scene after we hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Thank them for their support of Polonia Today by supporting them. Czy szukasz eleganckiej i w przystępnej cenie sali balowej na przyjęcie ślubne? Albo może miejsca na bridal lub baby shower? Albo na przyjęcie urodzinowe? Nie patrz daleko. Zobacz ostatnio odnowioną elegancką belwederską salę balową w polskim domu, położonym wygodnie przy 9150 Academy Road, Northeast Philadelphia. Do Twojej dyspozycji oferowany jest wyspecjalizowany catering, bar z pełną obsługą, duży parkiet do tańca, bezpieczny parking samochodowy. Doświadczony menedżer wielu bankietów, wesel i przyjęć pomoże Ci w najlepszym dla Ciebie zaplanowaniu Twojej uroczystości. Po dodatkowe informacje proszę dzwonić do Danuty 856-912-1303. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. Hi, this is Debbie Majka, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, where today Radio Polonia talks with a Ukrainian refugee.
You're tuned to Radio Poland, broadcasting from Warsaw. I'm Danuta Isler, welcoming you to this special broadcast on May the 2nd, marking Flag Day in the country and the Day of Poles and Polonia abroad. Polish Flag Day is celebrated between national holidays, May 1st, marking Labor Day, and May 3rd, national holiday of May 3rd, marking Constitution Day. It was established by the Act of February 20, 2004. The choice of the day was not accidental. The idea behind the project was to have a celebration of the Flag Day at a time when Poles think about their country and patriotic attitudes. Interestingly enough, on May 2, 1945, Polish soldiers stuck the flag on the Victory Column and the Reichstag in Berlin as they captured the capital of the Third Reich. With the Day of the Flag of the Republic corresponds another holiday celebrated on the same day, World Polonia Day. This holiday has been celebrated since 2002. It was created at the initiative of the Senate of the Republic of Poland in recognition of long-standing achievements and contributions of Polonia and Poles abroad in the country's regaining independence, loyalty and attachment to Polishness. For many people, flag is the symbol of patriotism, while for others, it is their mother tongue. I spoke to one of them, a young English teacher from Ukraine who has just celebrated Easter with her four-year-old son in Warsaw for the first time away from home and family. Apart from many Ukrainian citizens living here now, there are also Russian citizens in Poland. And I just wonder, you know, if you met someone Russian...
It's a bit difficult to say because some Ukrainians speak Russian, you know.
So it'll be difficult to say who's who.
I mean, of course, there is a difference between Ukrainians speaking Russian and Russians speaking Russian because we have relatives in Russia and we can differentiate language, but still it's a bit difficult because you hear the Russian language and you don't know if these are people from Ukraine or if these are people from Russia. There are so many, probably you heard, there are so many people on the buses, I don't know, in the metro, like speaking Ukrainian Russian. So for me, it's quite sad to hear Ukrainians speaking Russian because maybe it's not good to say here in the radio, but I hate everything Russian. Sorry, but it's like so personal. And even like I can't imagine after all the atrocities happening in Ukraine, continue speaking Russian. It's like, for me, it's really stupid.
Why do you think they do that?
Because it's difficult to change, maybe if they spoke for so many years, I understand, but maybe some people don't want to change. Maybe some people just, you know, they are so strong and they are, I don't know, this feeling of speaking Russian because it's their native language. I cannot say for everyone, but for me, all this war, it changed everything. Because in Western Ukraine, maybe, you know, we speak all speak Ukrainian.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went 12 years already to Kyiv, moved to Kyiv, I felt so discriminated by the language. But
really?
It was before the Maidan, because I was on Maidan every single day. So it was different. It also, like, cracked the system.
Yes.
But before that, yeah, a lot of people spoke Russian. And I remember that, you know, they were calling in some not very good word, you know, people who came from Western Ukraine, they called it like Zapadenci, but it's not in a very good positive word.
Pejorative.
And I worked at school and I was the only teacher who spoke everyday Ukrainian from the whole school. Uh-huh. And for me, it was shocking. Even teachers of Ukrainian language at school, they started the class in Ukrainian. When they finished the class, they switched to Russian. And for me, it was really hard. I cried so much because I was so naive, you know, after finishing the university, I was so, like, ambitious about, you know, like, doing my job. But that was really hard. And I was crying because some people were saying, you know, you are talking to me like for 3 minutes and you don't switch to Russian. What is the problem? And I said, I never switched to Russian.
I'm in
Ukraine. I'm speaking my own native language. So it was hard. But I think thanks to Maidan, everything changed. A lot of people switched to Ukrainian. And even before the war, there was a like flash mob in Instagram that people were switching to Ukrainian, like 2-3 days before the war. They were like switching and they were posting, okay, join me, let's switch to Ukraine. It was so nice. It was so inspiring. And in 3 days, everything like happened.
Mm. But if you did walk into a situation with a Russian citizen,
I don't know. I think it would be quite difficult because I don't even want to talk to a Russian person because we know a lot about the propaganda and we know that it's kind of, I see it white and he sees it black. And it's quite difficult to, I cannot force him to say it differently, him or her.
Uh-huh.
So I think it would be quite difficult to persuade someone. I don't have this aim to do this, you know, to persuade someone because everything is so obvious. Everything is like open. Everyone can see the photos from Bucha, from all the cities. And yeah, we are still waiting for the information from Mariupol, which we are really afraid to hear because it's kind of not deoccupied yet. And still we don't know everything, what is happening there. So it's so sad. It's so scary. As we talk with my friends, there is no good Russian, unfortunately, because they all chose this. They all had internet. For example, my cousins, they live in Perm in Russia.
Sorry, you mentioned
yes,
your family in Russia.
Yes, they are different because they came to Ukraine. They came to visit us. We went to Carpathian Mountains. They were speaking Russian. No one killed them there, you know?
Uh-huh.
And before all this happening, they were asking us, how are you? And like we were having conversation during the internet. And when it happened, they wrote to us, we are shocked. We didn't think it would happen. And they were like saying that we are praying for you and all this. So we still have the connection because, you know, that all the social media is blocked there.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have one source of connection and we still post everything. Mm. We make the screens of the photos and we post, like, just send them all the information. But yeah, I think it would be for me very difficult to talk to a Russian person now. It's like very personal and it's very, very difficult topic because I will not force this person to think differently. And I'm sure this person is not open to hear the truth.
And we'll conclude the cultural corner with the legendary Mieczysław Fog. Dat Szyhulski, this is for you, and Pieśń o Matce, a song about my mom.
Це пєшнь, то пєшнь через лзи, то пєшнь без слов. То цілий свят дитинних лат, скрешених знов. То матко сни, же єстей знов так близько,
jak wówczas, gdy klęczałaś nad kołyską. Za serce twe i świętość warg i dobroć rąk miała śpiewać pieśń u twoich nóg, bym cicho klął i wybrałbym najświętsze z wszystkich słów i rzekłbym, matko, i znikłbym znów. O tobie pieśń to pieśń bez słów. Przychodzą w życiu dni powodzi, gdy wszystko zdradza nas i zawodzi, gdy pociąg szczęścia w dal odchodzi, gdy wraca zło do wiary twierdz, gdy grunt usuwa się jak kolatka. Jest wtedy ktoś, kto trwa do ostatka, ktoś, kto nie umie zdradzić, matka. I serce jej najczystsze serc. O matce pieśń, to pieśń przez łzy, to pieśń bez słów. To cały świat dziecinnych lat, wskrzeszonych znów. To matko sny, że jesteś znów tak blisko, jak wówczas, gdy klęczałaś nad kołyską. Za serce twe i świętość warg i dobroć rąk miała śpiewać pieśń u twoich nóg, bym cicho klął i wybrałbym najświętsze z wszystkich słów i rzekłbym, matko, i znikłbym znów. O tobie pieśń, to pieśń bez słów.
Let's learn a little Polish today. Our Polish word of the day is the adverb maybe. Chyba. Repeat after me. Chyba. And here's an example sentence. Chyba będziemy musieli zacząć z tym od początku. Maybe we'll have to start with this from the beginning. So remember to practice. Chyba.
Sing along with me, and you will see how much.
During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Is my 401k allocation still right? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Steve Krzyzewski can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help you protect what matters and weather market volatility. To learn more, call Steve at 610-943-3117. That's 610-943-3117. Or stop by his office at 101 West Elm Street, Suite 610, Conshohocken, PA. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
TKO! TKO, yes! The Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia invites you to their 5th annual Spring Polka Party, Sunday, May 15th from 2 till 6 p.m. Music by TKO, featuring the vocals of Eddie Biegaj, the bad boy. They have the best Polish kitchen anywhere in Pennsylvania. For information, call John at 215-906-1825. That's 215-906-1825. Or you can email them, polishhome@gmail.com. That's polishhome@gmail.com. The Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia on Academy Road. You won't want to miss it.
Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and here in Philadelphia. Remember, there's no place like home, the Associated Polish Home. And remember, this Saturday, next Saturday, March 14th, the reopening of Polish Home's Beer Garden. Ogród Piwny, free admission, music by DJ Narodowski, games for kids, Polish kitchen, and the beer garden. And maybe the PKM dancers too. Don't miss it. All are welcome. That's next Saturday, March 14th, beginning at 2 p.m. And as TJ signals me that another edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, for our mothers, here's Akcent and Bukiet Kwiatów, a bouquet of the loveliest flowers for you, Mom. And again, happy Mother's Day from TJ and me. Do usłyszenia!
Wczesnym rankiem nim dzień stanie, wyjdę matce na spotkanie. Bukiet kwiatów wezmę dla niej, bukiet kwiatów najpiękniejszy. W tym bukiecie są żonkile, za dzieciństwa cudne chwile, za spełnionych marzeń tyle, za twój spokój i cierpliwość. Rankiem nim dzień stanie, wyjdę matce na spotkanie. Bukiet kwiatów wezmę dla niej, bukiet kwiatów najpiękniejszy. Są czerwone tulipany, za trud nocy nieprzespany. Ciepło dłoni ukochany, zawsze czujnych oczu błękit. Przyjmij kwiaty te w podzięce, za twą miłość moja matko. Całuję twoje ręce, chociaż robię to tak rzadko. Wczesnym rankiem nim dzień stanie, wyjdę matce na spotkanie. Bukiet kwiatów wezmę dla niej, bukiet kwiatów najpiękniejszych.